Being consistent is hard. Each day, we are to answer our alarms and set out to accomplish the task at hand. Seemingly elementary verbiage that may come rudimentary for some and difficult for others. Things are constantly changing. We are constantly changing. But we are more consistent than we know. You can easily chalk these thoughts up to a naive 23-year-old that recently graduated college and has just under a year of full-time work experience under his belt. But me, being that 23-year-old, I beg to differ. See, I'm extremely consistent, and so are you, at failing. Now, let me stop you right there before we head down a slippery slope that is taking the connotation of words and allowing them to denotate the usage in our lives. Alright, I'll drop all the fancy words and share this with you. Back in high school, I had an interim superintendent. To give you some beef background, I attended an inner-city school that checked all the stereotypical boxes when it came to funding, support, and stigma. The district was going through some tough times related to budget, leadership, and teacher retention, so the superintendent was brought in for some intermittent muscle. Her motto was failure is not an option, a common theme, and I'm sure you've heard it, which at first glance seems harmless enough and well-intended. The saying got sealed into the floor just inside the office doors, which I would walk through every morning on my way to the music wing. Why am I telling you this? Because this motto always bugged me, and still does. And as someone who was fortunate enough to grow up during the golden era of Mythbusters, which aired on the Discovery Channel, I learned that failure is always an option, because that's how you learn. In an interview published in the Tennessee Journalist, Adam Savage, one of the leading co-hosts of the Mythbusters show, said, "We only learn from failure," continuing on with, "It's the wrong turns that are important." So again, why am I telling you this? As I said before, it's hard to be consistent, but we are all consistently good at failing, and it's what we do with those failures that should drive us forward. A great example of this is being healthy. I can say with a relatively high degree of confidence that the majority of us have failed our New Year's resolutions of working out and staying in shape. So much so that it almost becomes a competition to see who can make it to the end of January, maybe the start of February if we're lucky. One thing I think that we tend to overlook with our failures is the aspect that we tried. Dieting, for example, is hard, and dieting consistently is even harder, as I've never managed to do it. Judging our progress on a binary decision is one mistake that we should make and then learn not to do again. Success should be determined by what you learn, not a goal that you didn't reach. Let's break it down to the basics. Let's say that you're trying to lose weight, going on this health kick again. You're currently at 250 pounds with an end goal of reaching 200 pounds. After a few months, you call it quits with an end weight of 225 pounds. Would you call this a failure because you didn't reach 200? This sounds like one of those elementary math school problems, doesn't it? The point is to apply this concept and other things to your life, such as work, relationships, and hobbies. For example, I'm constantly getting distracted. So instead of calling this a failure to focus, which it totally is, I call it burst productivity, turning a weakness into an opportunity of strength, but hopefully you're getting the idea here. Overall, the price of gas is going to change next week. Your favorite apple variety might not be available at the grocery store, and the sun will set a little earlier than it did the day before. Make consistent what you have control over, your attitude. Look at failures less as failures and more like unfinished opportunities, and go out there and do something.